Classmates 3. Festivals. Kaiyakai Festival. Exercise 2.
The village of Kaiya, just outside the city of Hamilton in New Zealand, has got only 400 residents. Right on the edge of the Tasman Sea, it's a great place to go fishing or simply relax with beautiful views of the ocean. Not much happens in this sleepy seaside resort until Waitangi Weekend, when the Kai Festival is in town. Waitangi Weekend celebrates the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi in 1840 by the British and Maori people. The Maori have lived in New Zealand for almost 1,000 years, and for some, Waitangi Weekend is a sad reminder of what they lost when the British arrived in their land. However, many Maori take this opportunity to share their culture and keep it alive in the modern world. And what better way to do this than with a celebration of kai, the delicious traditional food of the Maori people. Over 5,000 people come to Kaiya for the Kai Festival. Visitors can watch kapa haka, which are Maori performing arts like dancing and singing on the main stage. They can also see wood carving and basket weaving demonstrations, and buy handmade Maori arts and crafts. But of course, the highlight of the festival is the kai. Maori food comes from both the land and the sea, so there is something for everybody. A lot of it is cooked in traditional hangi style, in a pit in the ground which is then covered with earth. The food is served in baskets, and the sight of the dishes alone is enough to make your mouth water. There is wild pork, spring rolls, sweet potato, and an amazing variety of seafood from mussels and tiny whitebait to shark. If you're ever in New Zealand for Waitangi Weekend, make sure you pay a visit to Kaiya. You will learn so much about the amazing culture of the Maori people, their traditional arts and crafts, and of course, you won't leave hungry.